I forgot. Emma's face softened. She was in her early 60s, with short, gray-streaked hair and warm brown eyes. Lots of changes for you in a short time, my dear. She knew how much I hated goodbyes. I'd been volunteering at Wags and Whiskers, a local pet rescue shelter, since my sophomore year of college, and Emma had become a close friend and mentor. Unfortunately, she too was leaving. She'd still be in Hazelburg, but she was retiring as the shelter director, which meant I would no longer see her every week. One of them doesn't have to happen, I said, only half joking. You could stay. She shook her head. I've run the shelter for almost a decade, and it's time for new blood. Someone who can clean the cages without her back and hips acting up. That's what volunteers are for, I gestured toward myself. I was belaboring the point, but I couldn't help it. Between Emma, Booth, and my impending graduation from Thayer University, where I was majoring in international relations, as expected of a princess, I'd enough goodbyes to last me for the next 5 years. You're a sweetheart. Don't tell the others, but she lowered her voice to a conspiratorial whisper. You're my favorite volunteer. It's rare to find someone of your stature who does charity because she wants to, not because she's putting on a show for the cameras. My cheeks tinted pink at the compliment. It's my pleasure. I adore animals. I took after my mother in that regard. It was one of the few pieces of her I had left. In another life, I would have been a veterinarian. But in this life, my path had been laid out for me since before I was born. You would make a great queen, Emma stepped aside to allow a staff member with a wriggling puppy in his arms to pass. Truly. I laughed at the thought. Thank you, but I've no interest in being queen. Even if I did, the chances of me wearing the crown are slim. As the Princess of Eldora, a small European kingdom, I came closer to ruling than most people. My parents died when I was a kid, my mother at childbirth, my father in a car accident a few years later, so I was second in line to the throne. My brother, Nikolai, who was 4 years my senior, had been training to take over for our grandfather, King Edvard, since he was old enough to walk. Once Nikolai had children, I would be bumped further down the line of succession, something I had zero complaints about. I wanted to be queen as much as I wanted to bathe in a vat of acid. Emma frowned in disappointment. Ah, well, the sentiment is the same. Emma, one of the other staff members called out. We've got a situation with the cats. She sighed. It's always the cats, she muttered. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about my retirement before you heard it from anyone else. I'll still be here until the end of next week, so I'll see you on Tuesday. Sounds good. I hugged her goodbye and watched her rush off to deal with a literal catfight, the pang in my chest growing. I was glad Emma hadn't told me about her retirement until the end of my shift, or it would have been in my head the whole time.
Are you ready, Highness?
Booth asked, clearly eager to get away from Leather. Yes, let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Leather squawked as we exited.
Spank me!
My laugh finally broke free at Booth's grimace. I'll miss you, and so will Leather. I stuffed my hands in my coat pockets to protect them against the sharp autumn chill. Tell me about the new bodyguard. What's he like? The leaves crunched beneath my boots as we walked toward my off-campus house, which was only 15 minutes away. I adored fall and everything that came with it. The cozy clothes, the riot of earthy colors on the trees, the hint of cinnamon and smoke in the air. In Athenburg, I wouldn't be able to walk down the street without getting mobbed. But that was the great thing about Thayer. Its student population boasted so many royals and celebrity offspring, a princess was no big deal. I could live my life like a relatively normal college girl.
I don't know much about the new guard. He's a contractor.
My eyebrows shot up. Really? The Crown sometimes hired private security contractors,